not a test. WJMN Boston.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting in HD digital.
It's about that time.
Waking you up with Ramiro and Pebbles.
This is where it's at.
Boston's Wake Up Crew.
Stay on it.
Stay on it. Stay on it. Stay on it.
What did you say?
J-J-J-J-J-R.
What you say?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. We're on the air. I'm back from vacation.
Yeah, vacation for some of us.
Yeah, well.
Some of us had a forced quarantine.
Yeah, so Pebbles is quarantined for the entire vacation. I would have gone insane.
It actually wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
You should have videotaped yourself.
Why? It would be me watching TV for a week.
Really? You didn't do anything silly? You don't do anything silly when you're by yourself?
Silly like what?
I don't know. Just random stupid stuff that you, when you know no one's watching you.
No.
I do.
Well, see, that's because you're never alone. I'm alone, you know. I live alone, so you live with a house full of people, and it's crazy town over there.
You throw a videotape on me when I'm by myself, forget it, man. People will be like, what is wrong with him? So the whole vacation, you did what? You just watched movies and stuff?
Yeah, it was bad. I, like, barely got off of my couch. It was really, really sad. Because I expected to do, I'm like, oh, I have, you know, all these movies and DVDs. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to read. I read no books. I just sat on the couch and watched. I caught up on everything on my DVR. It was bad.
I was, well, it's funny because, well, you got zapped. Like, you got some, like.
Yeah, I had to get radioactive iodine for my thyroid. So that meant that, you know, I'm not supposed to be around anyone.
Yeah.
They told me for 7 days.
So one of the days, Pebbles hits me up and she says, hey, your birthday present got here if you want to pick it up. Do you know, I went to your house, Pebs, and I drove up and I stared because I wasn't sure. Like, I know you said the guy delivered it to your house and you left it out in front of your house.
I didn't even go out there.
You didn't go touch it. Well, I didn't know about that. So I pulled up and right when I went to go grab it, I stopped and stared at it and I was like, wait a minute. What if she grabbed the box, brought it inside, and then when I told her I was going to come by, she put it back outside?
No.
So I stayed. Were you watching it all when I went to go pick it up?
I heard you when you were, like, leaving.
Oh, because I stayed there. I was there for a little bit, and I was just staring at it, and I was like, should I text her real quick and ask her if she touched the box? But that would be so weird. Like, if I was like, hey, Pez, you didn't touch the box, did you?
But see, then I found out, I thought you couldn't, you know, anything I touched was like radioactive and no one could touch it, but it wasn't that. It was just like you can't pass through because it comes out of your body through like sweat and saliva and, you know, going to the bathroom and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
see, I didn't know that either. I just thought if you touched it.
But it was like I couldn't be close to anyone. And this, you know, and that was like this day after I got it done.
Oh.
So it was funny because I got a delivery. Someone had sent me, a friend sent me one of those edible arrangement things.
Yeah.
And so I went to answer the door and I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? So I'm telling the guy, I'm like, and it's hard to explain to someone when you don't look sick that, you know, I can't, you know, I said, he's like, well, what do you want me to do? He's like, how contagious are you? I'm like, I'm radioactive. You can't come near me. And he's like, well, should I just drop it and run? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. So he just like left it on my step. It was weird.
Looking out the window. Just put it down. Exactly. Yeah, just put it down and walk away, sir. Thank you. Yes, go ahead. Walk away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So well, I don't even know what we're doing today. We got a bunch of stuff. The whatever line.
No, wait. You all have a story that you need to tell me that you kept telling me about, but you wouldn't tell me the whole story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's coming up. That's coming up later on, don't you? Don't you worry.
And this has to do with
your blonde
Melissa.
Friend over there.
Okay.
I kept
hearing
blown out of proportion.
Oh
well, believe me, I've been waiting to hear this all vacation because no one would tell me. They're like, well, no, you have to wait till we're on the air.
Just called me, Pebs. I would have told
you. Ooh, Pebs, get ready. I can't wait to hear the backpedal on this one.
There is no backpedal.
Oh man, that's coming up later on this morning. Also, the whatever line, if you want to call that up, 781-663-2501. And today we're giving away. How about this? In the hotspot at 8 o'clock. Gonna give away a pair of tickets to sit out with me in Ernie Box Luxury Box.
Ooh, good for you.
Ooh, that's my boy. That's my boy. Come on down. We're gonna be sitting there for the Black Eyed Peas show.
Ooh.
Wait, he's going to be with you?
Yeah, man. Wow. My boy Ernie Bach, wow. Man. You want to sit with me and a billionaire at the Black Eyed Peas show? Ow!
I guess it was money.
Listen at 8 o'clock in the hotspot. We'll hook you up. It is the Ramiro Pebbles Show.